So I'm always really nervous when we sign a player that has done really, really well against us many times before, mainly because we've had about five or six that when they put the York City shirt on, they turn to kind of dust and look like they can't play football. But this guy's got 12 goals already this season. Alex Newby, everyone. And like I say, you've done well against York before. In fact, I think your first goal for Chorley was against York. Is that right? It was a bit of a screamer as well at Boomer Crescent.
I'm surprised you remember that, because that was a long time ago. But yeah, that's probably still one of the best goals I've ever scored. My first one for Chorley, yeah, first sort of professional goal, if you like.
Well, it wasn't. I had forgot it, to be fair. I sort of bet it must be buried in my memory. But yeah, it was a hell of a strike. And I think you also scored when you beat York 4-1 at Boomer Crescent, again with Chorley. And I think you guys won promotion that year, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking the other day, actually. I don't think I ever lost against York as a player, like played against them. I think I might have won six out of six or something, or seven out of seven.
Let's move on. I mean, a lot tonight is talk about promotion and going to the Football League, where you know a lot of us feel that York City belong. You've played a lot of games in the Football League, haven't you, for Rochdale and for Colchester? So how much would it mean to you to sort of get back to that level again? Because I imagine all non-league players will want to play in the Football League.
Yes, I mean, that'd be massive, I think. Just obviously being on the journey with York and obviously being in this league now, and obviously everybody knows where we want to get to. You know, to get a promotion out of this league is very difficult. I mean, there's, you know, Kingy mentioned before, there's a lot of good teams who don't go up every year. So, you know, we know how difficult it's going to be. We're not under any illusions, but you know, it'd be unbelievable to get this, be promoted with this club.
Yeah, and your brother plays for Barrow, doesn't he, in League 2? So you two having a bit of banter about potential for the newbie derby next season?
I always just tell them that we beat them every time I see them, to be honest, because they're struggling a little bit in League 2, and every time he watches us, to be fair, he always says, oh, he's, you know, you play really good football, like a great team kind of thing. So, yeah, yeah, obviously I'm quite close with him and we speak a lot, yeah.
Have you played against him before?
Twice, I think I played against him. One for, I was at Colchester, he was at Stockport in League 2, and I think to be fair, the same fixture, the same season, but that's the only two times we've played against each other.
Another sort of game you played against York was obviously Altrincham 6, York City 1. Which again, we all tried to bury in our memories, but that's when kind of York hit rock bottom. So I kind of wonder, what was it like the other side of it? You got two that night, I think, didn't you?
Yeah. Cheers, George. it was a good night. I think obviously York weren't in a great place at the time, but I think we were on the back of maybe five defeats in a row or something, or four in a row, and we'd gone from like third in the league to then scrapping for play, like to try getting the playoffs again. So that was quite an important night for us as well at the time. And
so you were in terrible form, but you still beat us 6-1, is what you're trying to say. So yeah, carry on, sorry.
Also, yeah, so I think it came at a good time for us, and it kind of propelled us to finish as high as we did. I think we finished fourth that season, and obviously got like unlucky in the playoffs, lost to Bromley, but yeah, that was a great season, personally, and obviously like in my whole spell at Altrincham, I loved being there, I loved every minute. You know, similar to what Kingy said about Boreham Wood, it gave me that love of the game back, and you know, I'm really grateful for everyone there.
Yeah, and 28 goals I think you got in 76 games for Altrincham. It was a fantastic return for a team that's generally considered sort of underdogs in the league. How did the move to York come about? And you know, was there other clubs interested? Was it always York once they came in?
Well, yeah, there was other clubs I was talking to, and in this league. But I think when York came in, I think it just seemed like the perfect fit for me. Like obviously, watching from afar last year and seeing how well they did, and just the style of football, I always thought that it suited me. And if there was a chance to maybe go there, I think I just thought it'd be a good fit. And when I spoke to Matt, and obviously it just came together, and I kind of didn't really want to go anywhere else.
I suppose you've got happy memories of playing us as well.
Yeah.
and your first goal for York, we were. Yeah, the others right back here at working. We all thought it was a cross, but now you've got another 11 goals. Was it a shot?
No, it was definitely a cross. It was a bad cross.
We were right first time.
I actually got took off straight after that as well. Yeah. He took me off straight after I scored, so I just walked what's back to the centre circle and what's off the pitch.
And your favourite goals this season, I imagine, would have been Rochdale away in the FA Cup. I mean, you couldn't have hit that any sweeter, could you, that volley? Was that one of those sort of, was it instinct as you sort of drop in? Were you always going to kind of take that on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just fell kind of perfect for me. It was like looping, and you know, they didn't have anyone on the edge of the box that whole game. So I think we had a few corners in the first half, and I was just thinking, oh, no one's marking me. So if I get a chance, it comes out there, I'm just going to hit it.
Yeah.
And then I got the chance in the second half, and just caught it really well, and yeah, it was a great moment.
Did you know as soon as it left your foot, it was in, sort of thing?
It's a bit of a cliche, that, isn't it? But I actually probably did. Yeah, I think you've got a feeling, don't you, if you connect with it perfect how you want, and that's exactly what I was trying to do, and yeah, just luckily it managed to go in.
And you celebrated, as you should, but was that because of how good the goal was, or was it, there was a bit of bad blood? I didn't know how your time at Rochdale ended.
No, there's no, I wouldn't say there's bad blood, but probably when you score a goal like that, you can't really not celebrate, can you? I think, I just wanted to, you've got a lot of emotion in you and stuff, and I do get booed there quite a lot at Rochdale for some reason, even though I felt like I did all right for him when I played for him, but that's just football, isn't it? And yeah, I think I'd be stupid not to celebrate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Was that the best goal of your career? I mean, I look back at some of your goals. There was one you got for Charlie against Dagenham, which I implore anyone to go and find it. It was absolutely unbelievable. Obviously, if Ronaldo scored it, it would play it all the time. You sort of chest at the edge of the box in one foot movement. Sort of volleyed it into the top corner. Is it between those two?
I think the Rochdale one this season has probably got to be number one for me, just because of the way the game was going. It was a really tight game. It was kind of nothing in it, and obviously they're our promotion rivals as well. And it was just the perfect goal, I think. And obviously to then get the winner as well, it was a great day.
Yeah, and I suppose if it did come down to the last game of the season, there's a psychological element to that as well, isn't there? We beat them twice.
Yeah, I suppose. I think if it does come down to the last game of the season, I think we're all, you know, prepared for that, and we'd be excited for that situation. Like, I think that I'm confident in the squad that we've got here, because we've got some amazing players, and we're all, you know, fighting for the same thing. And obviously Rochdale are a great team as well, but I think I would be confident if we had to beat them in a one-off game to win the league.
Yeah. And you could understand that given the two games you played against this season. You obviously enjoyed playing against four clubs as well, because Altrincham, you got two. Is that just, does it inspire you to get that a little bit more out of you?
Maybe, yeah, I think so, yeah. It must do. I've never really thought about it. But yeah, the Altrincham game as well was, you know, a great day. Some great moments all this season since I've been here. And yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, another great moment. So I think the two games against Carlisle, for me, you know, two fantastic performances. You scored in both of those games. I just wondered, obviously you played a lot with Chris Clark and you know, Regan Liddy as well. Any banter between them, sort of after the game and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a little bit of banter. I'm not sure I can really say it. Yeah, I think obviously they've got some great players, Carlisle, but for whatever reason, on the day we just were better than them twice, and that's the way it is.
You've come out of the starting 11 recently, but still sort of scoring. So that just sort of show the level of competition that the club have got, and you know that everyone's kind of fighting for a place to get in the team.
Yeah, like I said before, we've got an unbelievable squad. There's always going to be competition, and that's the way it should be. That's the way, you know, it has to be for us to get where we want to go. So, you know, I've got, obviously I'd like to be playing every game like everybody else would, but if I have to come out of the team, and you know, I trust the manager and what he thinks. So if he thinks that there's certain games where it's better for me to come off the bench, then that's, you know, I'll just have to keep doing that and do my best.
And you've got 12 goals already this season. Do you set goal targets before the season starts, or have you got a target for the end of the season?
Not really, to be honest. No, I think sometimes if you set targets like too big, I think it can kind of take away from. I like to keep it like short term, really. If I'm setting goals, it'd be like in a certain amount of games or a certain month, like to really focus on. But I haven't really got any targets this season other than to get promoted. That's literally the only goal that I've set this season, and that's if I can contribute to that and help as much as I can, then brilliant.
Yeah, and the way you do score against former clubs, obviously if it does go to the last game of the season, you should be guaranteed a start against Rochdale, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and just last one was about sort of free kicks. I was going to say about the goals that you've scored in your career, your best goal. There was a fantastic one as well for Oldham against, I think it was Bromley away.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was, I think it was the 94th minute to equalise. So again, like that's probably up there as well in terms of the like the occasion and what it meant. That's obviously that like I've scored, been fortunate enough to score quite a few sort of long range goals and stuff. But there's no better feeling than a last minute equaliser or a winner, and like with your teammates as well behind. It's the best feeling ever.
And I didn't realise that, like, obviously you were free kicks, Jeff were free kicks, Ollie Pearce I think took a lot of free kicks and scored at Worthing. Alex Hunt's very good at free kicks. You've got so many options, it must be really difficult to get on them.
I've only taken a couple this season, and I think Hunt, he scored a couple early on, didn't he? I scored one at Braintree. So yeah, he's kind of just been on them since, but I think hopefully I get my chance at some point.
Alex, you everyone. Thank you very much.